Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life, and we're talking about overcoming fear. We've talked about the fact of how fear affects you. We've talked about the fact that when fear comes at you, it causes you to hide and draw inward. It brings oppression. It will deceive you from making right decisions. It will cause a snare. The fear of man bringeth a snare. It brings you into bondage, and it will stop your faith from working. And we see that it is the root behind discouragement and behind doubt. It is tormenting. In fact, it will draw sickness and all kinds of works of the enemy. Remember Job 3:25, the thing that I feared has come unto me, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. It will stop you from being successful. In fact, that fear will cause you to not rise up and go forth and do the things that God has told you to do. We've got to realize that fear and faith are opposites. You've been born again. You've been changed. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is a new you. Now you have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are now to walk by faith in line with the Word of God. Fear is to be foreign to the believer. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And He wants you to walk free from fear. Praise God. Well, today we're going to talk to you about principles of living free from fear. In the last broadcast, we brought up many examples, specific examples of how a spirit of fear can get a hold of you. Talking about how people have got a hold of a fear of rejection, or fears of authority, fears in relationships, fears of disapproval, fears of witnessing, fears of all kinds of situations. And it's important that you get free from the fears. So we're going to talk about principles to help you to live free from fear. First of all, you need to know that you are redeemed from fear. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. You have been redeemed from fear. Because of that, and now that you're the righteousness of God, you can be established in righteousness. The Bible says you'll be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. In fact, because we've been delivered out of the hand of our enemies, we can serve Him without fear. In Leviticus 26:6, the Bible says that none shall make you afraid. None shall make you afraid. Why? Because you have been redeemed from fear, and fear is an enemy. Remember, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. A second thing is for the existing fears that you have, you need to know that God will deliver you. Psalms 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You've got to realize that God will deliver you. Absolutely. Know that God will deliver you from all fear. Therefore, you're going to deal with them. And it's important that you take a look at the fears that you have. As we were giving examples in the previous broadcast, certainly there are areas of fear that you need to deal with in your life. You don't want to make peace with any of these spirits of fear. You want to get rid of them. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, the worst thing you can do is sit there and suppress them, because they're not going to go away. They're going to show up from time to time. Do not suppress the fears. Face them head on and deal with them. In fact, you need to ask the Lord to show you the areas of fear in your life. A lot of times they'll be obvious because of problems in your life. In other areas, they may not be so obvious. There can be some hidden roots, hidden fears that are behind the problems. And if you ask the Lord to show you, the Holy Spirit will bring the revelation of these particular problems. So you need to know God's going to deliver you, and you're going to find out these fears as you seek the Lord so you can get set free from them. A third area is facing the fear head on and going after them to drive them out. You know, he said, I sought the Lord, He heard me and delivered me. Why did He deliver me? Because of the fact that we did what was necessary to eliminate our enemies. In 2 Samuel 22, verse 38, I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them and turned not again until I'd consumed them. I've consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle, and them that rose up against me thou hast subdued under me. Thou hast given me the necks of mine enemies that I might destroy them that hate me. Notice, this is David's psalm of thanksgiving for dealing with his enemies. Now, fear is an enemy. He said, I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them. He didn't turn again until these enemies were eliminated. So what are you going to do? You're going to face these fears head on. You're going to go after them. You're going to pursue them. You're going to destroy them. And they're going to be subdued under your feet. A fourth principle that's important to live free from fear is have your will set against the fear. You've got to have your will set that you're not going to submit to that fear. You need to make the quality decision at the point of your will. You're going to walk free from it. You're going to resist it. You're not going to give place to what the enemy brings against you. In Psalms 3, the Bible says, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me, and they say of my soul, there's no help for him in God. You got to be ready to deal with these lies that the enemy brings against you, whether it's through a thought or a feeling or an attitude. Anything that says there's no help for you in God, that's from the devil. They're lying to you. The Lord is your shield. The Lord is your help. He's going to hear your prayers. He's going to hear you out of his holy hill, and you're not going to be left in that place of bondage. Instead, God's going to deliver you out of everything that rises up against you. He is your help. In verse 6, he says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. I'm not going to be afraid of anything that comes against me. And remember, this is who's our enemy, not people. It's the devil working in situations or through people. I'm not going to be afraid of anything that comes against me, because God is with me. So set your will against this so that you can walk in victory in your life. And this is very important, so that you don't let that enemy have place. There's a scripture over in Psalms 27, verse 3. He says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Otherwise, I am not going to fear. I'm going to be confident in the Lord. He's going to bring me through, praise God. In fact, in Isaiah 35, 4, it says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. There's another scripture in Psalms 56, verse 11. He says, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Psalms 118, verse 6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. So you got to set your will. I'm not going to be afraid of anything that the enemy is going to try to bring against me. A fifth thing is you need to know that God is with you. And if God's with you, he's on your side, praise the Lord. The Lord is on your side. I will not fear. You know, Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? He says he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. The Lord is our helper. He says, I will not fear what man can do unto me. In fact, in Psalms 46, verse 1, the Bible says, God's our refuge. He's our strength. He's a very present help in time of trouble. He's going to come to your aid. God is with you. He's given you authority over the enemy. He says you're going to reign in life by Jesus Christ. You're going to rise up in the authority that you have in Christ, and you're going to overcome those spirits of fear. A sixth area is learning to protect your heart. You've got to watch that you don't let the enemy get to your heart. In John 14:27, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Don't let the devil get to your heart. In fact, Proverbs 4, verse 23, the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues or the forces of life. Keep your heart. Protect your heart. How are you going to do that? With the Word of God. By thinking on the Word, by speaking the Word, by keeping the Word before you at all times so you don't give place to that fear. And this brings us to the seventh thing that goes right along with this, is learning to take your thoughts captive. when the thoughts of fear come into you, you need to take those thoughts captive and bring them into obedience to the Word of God. In fact, 2 Corinthians 10:5 says you cast down imaginations or mental reasonings and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is an important discipline for all Christians. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Don't let those thoughts of fear get into you. You bring them captive to the truth and be ready to deal with the disobedient thoughts coming at you. An eighth area is dealing with these fears to get rid of them. You're going to have to learn to speak to these fears and command them to go. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out demons." These spirits of fear are demonic spirits. They need to be cast out. You cast them out by speaking to them and commanding them to come out. And if you can be more specific, it is effective. Instead of just saying a spirit of fear, speak to it more directly, a spirit of fear of rejection of what it's doing to you. As you are specifically speaking to it, you will hit the mark against that spirit. You command those spirits to come out and work consistently in driving the spirits of fear out, and you will be delivered, praise God. Also, get the scriptures on the answer to your particular problem. Suppose you have a fear that you're not able to do something. Then you need to get a scripture that says, "I can do all things," such as Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Suppose you're afraid of the devil and his ability. Well, Luke 10:19, "He's given me authority over all the ability of the enemy." Maybe you have fear for safety. Well, the Bible says in Proverbs 1:33, "Hearken unto me and you'll dwell safely and be quiet from fear." Maybe you have a fear of lack. What do? Get the scripture like Philippians 4:19 about how my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. "The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want or lack." Psalms 23 verse 1. Whatever the situation is, give the scripture in order to deal with it. And act on God's word. Refuse to act on the fear anymore. Do what the word says and live free from fear. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it.